I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times brought by Donald Trump.
Just 3 days after President Trump filed his lawsuit, a federal judge tossed out the case on Friday in a blistering ruling that called the lawsuit, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible. Judge Stephen Merriday said Trump's lawsuit spent too much time praising the president and not enough time justifying why Trump believes he was defamed by the New York Times and Penguin Random House. The judge gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile the lawsuit in, quote, a professional and dignified manner. Peter Harlambous, ABC News.
The CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting for a second day on vaccine schedules for children. The panel expected to take a vote later today on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine. President Trump held a call with China's leader today, calling it productive. It included progression on the TikTok deal he says to keep the app running in the U.S. This is ABC News. One medical group says since cannabis increased in availability, legality, and social acceptability, it's also fueled a misconception.
The nation's leading OBGYN group says there's a misconception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says it's not. Cannabis during pregnancy has been linked to preterm birth, low birth weight, NICU stays, and neurocognitive and behavioral problems. ACOG is calling for increased screening before, during, and after pregnancy, including while breastfeeding. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dangerous weather in western states along with the southwest. Heavy rain triggering flash flooding and massive mudslides. Some people told to shelter in place as rescue teams were activated and some were trapped. Homes were crushed by the force of mud in some cases and cars buried. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Elam. Declining enrollment numbers remain one of the biggest challenges for State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underly as she enters her second term. Underly says DPI wants to work with the legislature to address the issue.
It's a problem that we can't solve on our own, and they can't solve on their own either. And so as many voices as we can get in there, but I don't disagree with them. I do feel it's an issue that we need to address sooner than later.
Underly gave the annual State of Education address at the Capitol Thursday. A new lawsuit filed over uncounted ballots in the city of Madison seeking damages for 193 people denied their right to vote in the November 2024 presidential election. Casey Gerwitz is staff counsel with nonprofit law firm Law Forward.
People were really excited to vote in this election and excited to participate. People did a lot of work, put a lot of time into figuring out how to vote, how to cast an absentee vote, how to vote in person early, things like that. So people put a lot of time into this and were really shocked and disappointed to find out that their votes hadn't been cast.
Last month, the Wisconsin Elections Commission ordered the city of Madison to institute changes after an investigation found former Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bale broke the law by failing to take any action regarding the ballots. Superior is the only community in Wisconsin with a privately owned water utility. Now the city council has approved a $150,000 contract for a consultant to explore acquiring all operations held by Superior Water, Light, and Power. Councilor Garner Moffat.
I think $150,000 is a pretty small amount to pay to figure out how this process would look and how much money we can save for our residents.
The council voted 9-1 last week to hire a consultant to perform an appraisal of the utility assets, determine the impact on customers' bills, and develop a communication strategy to inform the public about the findings. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. Chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state. Chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
On the job here at home, we'll get into the latest trade issues involving Taiwan and China. Biofuels policy got a touch more confusing to me this week. We'll try to sort it out. And there is a push on to provide U.S. farmers with financial aid. We'll cover it all on this week's Free for All.
Live broadcasting in corn time via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Corn time, huh?
Corn time, baby. Corn time.
Broadcasting on corn time.
A lot of people think it's the central time zone. That's actually incorrect. It's the corn time zone.
Yes.
Where we are.
Yes. CT.
Mm-hmm. CT.
Yeah, CTZ.
Corn time.
I like it.
That's right, baby.
I like it. I like that a lot. You know, there's been a lot of people that have made contact over the last week or so saying, you know, hey, we got to remember it's September 17th. It's the middle of September. Mm-hmm. Corn, you know, if corn is shut down, that's probably okay. And then I remind them, you know, there's a lot of years where we're like, boy, if we could just get an extra 10 days on the end of the growing season, this mm-hmm. corn crop could really be something. Well, the average first frost date here in Northeast Iowa was like October 2nd or 3rd.
Oh.
So
oh. It's coming right
there
up.
Are times when we get to the end of September and we're saying, listen, give us another 10 days yeah. and we can really make something happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's so much the case this year. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. Something that we'll be talking about for quite some time. How you doing, Davis?
Ah, super terrific. Super terrific. I'll be, let's continue the sports conversation. I'll be watching okay. very closely. I should Google it before I say much more, but I'm hoping to see the Chiefs show up with certain players who remember how to pick up their feet and catch okay. the ball. Okay?
Okay.
I'd also yep. like to see Xavier Worthy, number one, running those downfield routes. We need him back, baby.
to secure a Chiefs victory. If we can't secure a Chiefs victory this weekend, I don't know what to even say about it. That's where I'm at right now. That's what's consuming my thoughts. That and corn.
It is like the entire future of Davis's sports awareness is on the balance for this weekend in that Chiefs game.
I will check out at any moment. I'll do it.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis. We've got the free for all coming your way. We'll talk to Jennifer as soon as Davis is done with the news.
Chip, the National Weather Service says an upper trough and accompanying slowly progressing surface frontal system will provide the focus for scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms. That's across much of the Midwest and Mississippi Valley and into the central and southern plains the next few days. Some isolated flash flooding is possible with a focus on the upper Mississippi Valley southwest to the central plains on Friday and portions of the central and southern plains and into the Ozarks on Saturday. Corn and soybeans posted mild overnight gains as wheat faltered fractionally. The U.S. dollar index was firmer with crude oil under pressure just ahead of the open. Looks like there's some mild strength going on in corn right now, Chip.
Well, steady to a little bit lower here in most of the contracts. Dees corn is a quarter cent higher, but things seem to be fading just a bit. Beans are 2 to 3 cents lower. Soybean meal is mostly steady. Bean oil is under a little bit of pressure. I want to talk to the guys about that as we get going, because I think beans are reacting to some uncertainty about biofuels policies as well. Buyers are back in the cattle complex. Watch out. They're charging ahead.
Well, private exporters report sales of 206,460 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations during the 25-26 marketing year. A Bloomberg report accuses China of using U.S. ag as leverage in the ongoing trade war between the two superpowers. Data from USDA shows China has not booked a single cargo of U.S. beans as of September 11. That's almost 2 weeks into the new marketing season, the first time in records going back to 1999. Chip, last year, the U.S. made up a fifth of China's soybean imports, worth more than $12 billion, and accounting for over half of total U.S. soybean export value, that according to Bloomberg. You mentioned this a little earlier, the Trump administration reportedly drawing up plans to use tariff revenue to fund a program to support U.S. farmers. This, according to the Financial Times. The Times cited Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, who said, quote, "There may be circumstances under which we will be very seriously looking to and announcing a package soon." Rollins continued, "Financing the support with, quote, tariff income that is now coming into America was absolutely a potential."
Yeah, we'll definitely talk to Jim about that and try to figure out exactly which direction that's going.
The leaders of Canada and Mexico said at a press conference in Mexico they are committed to close coordination ahead of next year's review of their trade pact with the U.S. as President Trump's tariff threats put the current accord at risk. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and Mexican counterpart Claudia Sheinbaum pledged, quote, "to move forward together," and emphasize the value of the USMCA's three-party strength, with Carney saying, quote, "North America is the economic envy of the world due to cooperation between Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. And just quickly here, Canada has withdrawn challenges against some U.S. import taxes on softwood lumber, calling it a strategic choice to maximize long-term interests and prospects for a negotiated resolution with the United States. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal's Pork. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Well, I'll admit this one caught my attention when I saw it at www.porkbusiness.com. What is the story about late night bacon runs?
Well, I love the perspective that we can all gain when we go to other countries and kind of see what they have going on, but a group of U.S. farmers went to South Korea and basically got to tour what they would describe as like an Amazon fulfillment center, but it was for fresh products, including chilled and frozen meat. And so they just talked about, like, if you get your order placed by midnight, for example, that it's possible to have what you need on your doorstep the next morning. And although I think that concept may seem a little bit crazy to some of us here, like, do we really need that? Is that really possible? Josh Mashoff, who was one of the farmers on the trip, said it's something we really need to open our minds to, because convenience is going to continue to become more important for our consumers here as well.
Yeah, consumer convenience. It is 100% important. There's no question about it. But Josh was pointing out to us when we talked to him from South Korea, Jennifer, that a lot of the residences in South Korea don't even have the in-house storage for a lot of the product that they might need the next day. So this is all part of that convenience effort, isn't it?
Sure. And, you know, I asked him too, I'm like, is it all about convenience, or, you know, how does pork fit in otherwise? And they said that obviously the flavor profile of pork is huge. And so there are some opportunities for us to maybe consider adding a little bit of Korean spice to some of the pork that we ship over, just so it's even more convenient and ready to go for them whatever format they may want.
That is very interesting. Jennifer, good story. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that is Jennifer Scheich, Farm Journal's Pork. Get more at www.porkbusiness.com. All right, we got the free-for-all coming your way next here on AgriTalk.
AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. And when you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgrow farmer. Like you, Asgrow brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Running a trucking business is hard enough. Don't let compliance paperwork slow you down. At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today.
This is farmers thinking about doing cover crops. Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by the Beef Checkoff. New World Screwworm is moving north. Are you ready to protect your cattle? Learn how to spot the pest and prevent and treat infection at bqa.org/screwworm.
Oh, I I am looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. We've got the free-for-all coming your way. Jim Wiesmeyer, Wiesmeyer's Perspectives Podcast. How are you this morning, Jim?
Pretty good, Chip. Lot to go through again. Yep.
There certainly is. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, Sean?
Well, I'm doing great, Chip. Did you know that we broke a world record this week?
Who did?
Well, you and I and Jim. Jim, he broke the world record for text messages in a week.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. When you set the phone down for just a bit, and then all of a sudden you hear ding, 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 ding. Yeah, you know that something's going on out there, no question about it.
Are your thumbs okay, Jim?
We had some breaking news this week, you have to admit.
Yes, we did. Including, fellas, the Cubs have punched their ticket for the 2025 postseason in Major League Baseball. I don't know if you saw that or not, guys. Jim, did you see that?
No, I watched the series. I'll watch the playoffs and things like that. And I'm still waiting for the Chiefs to get a win. They're losers.
Unfortunately, yeah. Xavier Worthy seen running routes during the open portion of practice without extra padding on his right arm. Chiefs are optimistic Worthy will return for Sunday's game. Maybe that'll help.
Haney.
Maybe.
Haney, these people don't realize that it is still baseball season.
I know. Yeah, they're very sad, these two. Yes. Blue Jays, best record in the American League. Three-game lead on the Yankees, so things are looking good up here.
Yeah, I mean, what's the magic number there?
Yeah, I don't even know. For playoffs, that's a good question. We got to be getting close. I just looked at the standings, and they do not have a symbol beside their name yet, so they got to be getting close.
Absolutely. It's got to be getting close. All right. Talking about getting close, it feels like we are close to getting some details on trade deals. We are continuing to see conversations with China. Jim, I think we've got another framework agreement that was announced this morning with Taiwan. What's going on?
Well, I think it was hyped up. USDA Secretary Rollins is a very articulate, but she tends to overhype things. Basically, she announced, and Taiwan announced, a purchase agreement. They committed to purchase $10 billion of U.S. ag purchases over the next 4 years. But let's get to reality. They purchased that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact checkers out on social media are very quick to jump on Secretary Rollins now. And I think it's because of what you said, Jim. She has had a tendency to blow some things out of proportion, and the fact checkers were out there with, Taiwan bought $3.7 billion worth of ag goods from the U.S. in 2024. So the question is, are we going backwards to 2.5? That's not how that's going to work, is it?
Yeah. Unlike my text messages that say big news is coming, when she says big news is coming, frequently it is not.
Yeah. Take the under? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Listen, time is passing here, and so you can only do the marketing side of this for so long, and people are looking at what the export numbers have been and what is being promised. It's like, wait a minute, this is the same thing with the Japan deal, right? And so and this is going to be harsher in a time where farm profitability is really weak. People want results. And so probably a little bit more conservative messaging on her part would serve her well, which I think she's adjusted from. We didn't hear a lot about, the golden age of agriculture this week. She has changed her messaging compared to 2 weeks ago.
Yes, but I think you need amplified of what you said for Japan, because some of the general ag media, who will remain unnamed, but they ought to know better, that's not an additional $8 billion of Japanese purchase commitments. It's $8 billion, and in the last few years, they purchased $11 to $13 billion.
Yeah.
Another hype message.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so on big news fronts, is there big news coming on the China trade talk front.
Absolutely. They had the call this morning. They set the stage for an APEC summit meeting, person to person, between Xi Jinping, China's leader, and President Trump. That's in South Korea, by the way, October 31st to November 1. Importantly, China issued a formal state visit invite to Trump, and you know how he likes to have pomp and circumstance. So you saw this week in the UK. And South China Morning Post earlier this week said they're in preparation. China is in the final stages in potential big bulk purchases deals between China and the U.S., including Boeing jets and U.S. soybeans. So I think by the end of the year, Chip, we'll see a new trade agreement, whatever they're going to call it, phase two, whatever. Now, I know grain traders and farmers want to know, well, when's the first shipments going to come? I have no idea. It takes time. But watch your unknown destinations. Watch your freight rates, because that'll be the first indication that we're seeing this. And by the way, China has been purchasing some U.S. soybeans from the week ending February 6th to the week ending May 1. They had 1.769 million metric tons of net sales of soybeans. That comes right out of USDA's export sales report, if people had the time to look.
So I think the win here for soybean exports would be if whatever is negotiated is above and beyond what they would have negotiated had we not gone through this whole lengthy process in the first place. The messaging we could hear is, look, we have a deal. Look at all the soybeans that China's going to purchase. But it probably was the volume that they would have probably purchased. Anyway, we need above and beyond, right? You need that's
additionality.
That's, I think, yes.
You mean for Taiwan?
No, for the China deal.
Anybody.
China?
Yeah, but I think an agreement is big news, because we can't, what is it, Chip? Maybe you'll know, 60% of U.S. soybean exports had gone to China.
Yeah.
And it's way down, and you can't make up, maybe you can make up 50% of that with sales to other countries, but you can't make it all up. That's what American Soybean Association says. So an agreement with tonnage levels near what China used to buy from the United States, I think it's big news. I think it's big news.
Okay. Jim, typically, if we would have seen a headline like what we saw in the South China Morning Post this week, getting ready to buy Boeing jets, getting ready to buy beans, that would have been enough for the markets. The markets would have responded. Since that time, Boeing stock is lower. Beans, they've basically done nothing. I'm kind of surprised by the lack of a reaction.
Proof. Well, they want to see proof. They've been jaded. They've been jaded before. I mean, look at how many times they said a U.S.-India trade agreement was going to be announced, right? Look how many times we were going to have a solution to the Russia-Ukraine war. Look how many times we were going to have the Hamas come up with a deal with Israel. So the market wants proof.
The market doesn't believe them. There's been too much front running in the messaging for the market, because they haven't been patient with the messaging, and it's impacting how people the efficacy of that information.
No doubt, guys. U.S., Mexico, and Canada, they are in the earliest stages of preparing for the USMCA review, and Jim, it looks like Mexico and Canada are trying to get out in front of that.
And I think smartly so. And I think eventually the U.S. will come around once we get through some of these, we've been saying, late this year on the trade tariffs and things like that. We'll have the Supreme Court ruling probably late this year, but more likely early next year. And there's plenty of time to discuss improvements to the USMCA. But all three countries are talking. And we've said before, when you talk, that's better when you don't talk. And there's some improvements that need to be made relative to the auto sales that China's filtering through Mexico and the parts and things like that. Yeah. And maybe we can come up with a truer dairy policy relative to U.S. and Canada. And Haney can talk on that.
Yeah, we will. And we will definitely talk to Haney about that, you know, because it's important to get an understanding of exactly what we are dealing with as we get to this USMCA review. We've got to take a break. That's where we're going to start, guys. That's where we're going to start. We'll get Haney's views on what's going on with the conversation between Mexico and Canada. We'll do that when the free-for-all comes back on AgriTalk.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Brevant Seeds. Here's to 5 years of not just winning, but making second place feel like a participation trophy. Go to brevant.com/changethegame to get started.
Introducing this year's Instinct Next Gen and Enserve Nitrogen Stabilizers, featuring the same leading active as always, and now announcing nothing new, because our performance still leads every competitor.
Our nitrogen stabilizers aren't new. They're proven with thousands of field trials and decades of experience leading the competition. No gimmicks, no empty promises. Now that deserves some hype.
Go to Corteva.us/hype to learn more.
At a certain point, you can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zatavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent quality performance from every seed. Performance that can pay off with better soybean yield. Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 16 to 1761, November up 19 to 1718, December up 17 to 1727, January steady at 1697. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Tight cattle supplies are the focus of the livestock trade. We're also seeing some higher box beef prices and even a few higher cash markets. Hogs also moving mostly higher as well. Again, some of those strengths in the pork cutout values helping to support the markets today. October live cattle up $1.02 to $233.40. September feeder cattle up $1.20 to $359.37. October hogs up 40 cents to $97.87. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans following suit as well. Wheat markets mostly lower. Not a lot of fresh news to really move the markets one way or the other. Now for wheat markets, they're moving mostly lower due to the positive weather to help with winter wheat planting and emergence. December corn up 1.5 to 425 and a quarter. New crop 26 down 0.5 to 462 and a quarter. November beans up 1.25 to 1038 and 3/4. New crop 26 now down 1.25 to 1078 and a half. Chicago wheat, December and March both down 1.75. December 522 and a half. March 540 and 3/4.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Igenity Beef.
iGenity Beef provides the genetic insight to be confident in your heifer selection. Uncover your herd's potential at neogen.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and the free-for-all. We've got Jim Wiesmeyer from Wiesmeyer's Perspectives podcast, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio's Sean Haney. Sean, jumping right back to you on the efforts between Mexico and Canada to prep for the evaluation of USMCA. What are you saying?
Yeah, so I've always found it strange that Canada and Mexico don't, like, talk more about trade. Like, so much the focus of the USMCA is, you know, the U.S. as the cog of it, and rightly so, largest economy of all three. So this is, I think, a really good thing. This needs to happen more often. Things they talked about, you know, they talked about ports and rail and energy corridors, as well as some collaboration around energy, you know, critical minerals. That's a big topic right now. And, of course, agriculture. If you take the CPKC train from, you know, basically the southern part of Manitoba, it's downhill all the way to Mexico. So it's a nice little transport lane for things like canola. I think in prep for the USMCA, I think one of the things that I've been hearing from some government officials on the Canadian side is frustrated that it's not very clear at this point what the barriers are for the U.S. And when I say that, you know, one person said to me, the U.S. has to show that it actually wants a deal. There's a feeling of compromise on several of the irritants. So you can do the digital services tax. You guys are in the news. We're talking about softwood lumber. But it's not those compromises are not exactly getting the country any further down the road. I think that's kind of a mounting frustration. At the end of the day, I think it's going to be an extremely rough road here. And we're going to be on this show and we're going to be like, oh my goodness, will we actually have a deal? I think at the end of the day, though, there's going to be a deal because the economic fortunes of all three countries in reality really depends on it at a time where there's a lot of concern about the global economy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, Haney, you were one of the first to talk about the concept of this Fortress North America. And if that is going to be presented to the rest of the global market, these talks are going to be critical to that.
They absolutely are. And the idea of Fortress North America is Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. working together to really maximize the fact that this is the most successful trading bloc in the world. And we saw recently in the last couple of weeks, Mexico is now starting to put increased tariffs on vehicles coming out of China. That's trying to appease the American side as well. Mexico and Canada seem willing participants in the concept of Fortress North America, but the concern is trust. Yeah. Don't force us into this and then pull the rug out from under us and punish us for being right alongside you as a pro-American partner.
Okay. All right. Jim, we better jump over to biofuels policies. The EPA came out with a proposal. I think it's clear as mud because when they are looking at the 2023-24 small refinery exemptions, they put proposals out there and they're asking for comments on reallocating 100% of the SREs, 50% or zero. How do we know, or do we know, which direction this is going?
No, to be determined later. I think you're correct. They even extended the comment period until the end of October, and they were supposed to announce it by then. So I don't think they're going to be hauled into jail. I've never seen that on EPA. I wish sometimes they would, but they don't. So yeah, we're going to have the eventual mandated levels will be the percentage plus whatever they decide at the end on reallocation equals the mandated levels, but we don't know what it is. Various groups are going to go into OMB and EPA to talk about it, so we just don't know yet. But they better get close to the maximum level, Chip, because the corn and the biofuel people will be very upset.
I don't think there's any question that the stakeholders involved here, NCGA, Renewable Fuels, Growth Energy, Clean Fuels, ACE, up and down the line, they were a little more focused on the, hey, it could be 100% reallocation rather than, hey, it could be 0% allocation. They were tending to, in their reactions, they were tending to favor the idea that there could be 100% reallocation of the SREs.
Yeah, well, it better not be zero, you know. Then you'll have a political price to pay. But, yeah, it should be close to 100%. I don't know whether they'll get the 100%, but at least we have a method now. It's out there.
Yeah,
it's out there.
Guys, I find it bizarre. Like, why put out the messaging like this? You know, the bump music should have been Primus, My Name is Mud, because this is as clear as mud. Why? This just creates, this is like we're trying to be, transparent and all this kind of stuff, but you're actually just clouding it more in the sense that this is like the best case scenario or absolutely the worst case scenario if we're actually at zero. So I guess, just split halves and do what they say you shouldn't do is, just negotiate the middle.
And they're asking for public comment on it. So I guess that's why they had to put all the options out there. But believe me, if somebody thought that 0% reallocation of the SREs was the right choice, they would make that well known as they are making comments on the 100% or the 50%. So it's, I hate to say it, but it's just going to take a little bit of time to get this all figured out. The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking on giving the administration and EPA time on some of the biofuels, because with everything that's going on the trade side, Jim, I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time. The agriculture expects full support for biofuels policies in this country to help offset some of the pain that we're taking on the trade side, right?
Yeah, and what's their definition of the small refineries who are hurt? How do they define that? Again, I think they should take another look at that. Plus, look at the 45Z, Sustainable Aviation Fuel Tax Credits. Now they're signaling that it may not be until May of 2026, before, as late as May 2026, before we get those final regs from the IRS and Treasury Department. Give me a break.
Crazy.
We know that Secretary Rollins has a very good relationship with EPA Administrator Zeldin, and this is an example where we need her to walk down the street and have a conversation about the impact here if this was a zero.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. What about the efforts to advance year-round availability of E15, Jim? Does it still look like it's going to be attached to the defense spending?
I wrote an update on that this morning, and it's now the odds are going lower, Chip. I hate to say that. Biofuels get up to a certain point. Well, there's a particular senator, Whitehouse, from Rhode Island, Sheldon Whitehouse. He's fighting it. I don't know why. She didn't know why. Debbie Fisher, Republican from Nebraska, has been working to attach that amendment to the must-pass bill, the National Defense Authorization Act. So she said that was the first time he had ever offered that pushback. So he's holding up markup on the bill. So now it's in that murky area again. You get up to the point where you think it's going to go, and then something else surfaces. That's the history of the biofuel policy.
And then they just take away.
This is Lucy in the dadgum football again. This is unbelievable. If it doesn't happen here, we need to rethink the whole process and how this is potentially going to happen. Or by golly, the biofuels market had better start making plans for E15 year round availability to not happen.
Well, yeah, Fisher's team is weighing whether to pull the amendment entirely from that bill and seek another must-pass bill. So there's some plans B. The industry is starting to scramble on that one. But here's another case, Chip. I think if someone went, in this case Rollins maybe, or Zeldin, but Rollins for sure, go to President Trump and say, look, it's going to take time for your trade policy to be positive for the business of agriculture. In the short term, we want as most domestic utilization of corn and soybeans and other commodities, sorghum, milo, et cetera. And E15 year-round is one of the key components. Will you support us? And I think he would.
Yeah.
Boy, if you don't go the full way on E15, and depending on those SREs are treated, and we have got the high fructose corn syrup issue, man, those are domestic things that can be taken care of to benefit the American farmer.
Right. Yes. Right. Senator Grassley was on the show on Monday, and we, of course, talked about the biofuels policy and attaching this piece of legislation to allow year-round availability of E15. To the defense spending bill came up in the conversation. And he made the comment that there's a lot of people out there in the industry that think that this was his idea and Grassley's idea. And he says, I don't care whose idea it is. As a matter of fact, if we can get President Trump to make a phone call and demand that this happens, will be more than happy to give 100% of the credit of passing year-round availability of E15 to President Trump. All he's got to do is pick up the phone and make the call. Is he going to do that, Jim?
If he's told about it, I think he would. So it's got to get him directly. And I tell every farm grower, I met with a group of North Dakota corn producers. Well, when you say that, also soybeans. This week, and that's what I told him to do. Go see Kevin Hassett, the National Economic Council Director, because he has both ears of the president. Tell him what you want.
Excellent. We'll be back to finish up the free-for-all next.
Snake.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, making it the perfect time to protect your loved ones. At SelectQuote, we make getting a life insurance policy quick, easy, and affordable. Our customers have found $500,000 in coverage for only $18 a month. And if you have a health concern, we can find a life insurance policy for your budget, even if others have turned you away. Our licensed insurance agents have an average of 10 years of experience and will do the hard work for you. They create a shopping experience tailored to your needs and compare policies from more than 10 of the nation's most trusted insurance carriers in as little as 15 minutes. Use Life Insurance Awareness Month to finally get the coverage your family needs with a company you can trust. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-418-3366. That's 1-800-418-3366. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-418-3366.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Today I'm joined by Dr. Paige Pratt, Beef Genomics Specialist for the U.S. and Canada Livestock Team at Neogen. We are discussing the benefits for cattle producers in using genomic testing with Igenity Beef from Neogen and how you can uncover the potential of your herd. Igenity Beef from Neogen uses DNA to rank the genetic merit of animals for 17 key maternal performance and carcass traits. Dr. Pratt, tell us about Igenity Beef.
So Igenity Beef is a genomic test for commercial heifers. So I know we've worked with the seed stock producers all across the country on genomics, but this is actually for our commercial producers that allow them to be able to identify the best heifers out there for multiple traits. But maybe most importantly, in my opinion, the females that they don't need to keep, right? Prices are really well good in the cattle market right now. And so if we can identify those females that are maybe a little more terminal in nature or simply don't bring enough maternal characteristics, given the traits that producer desires, it allows them to be able to select females that will do exactly what they want them to do in terms of stability, growth traits, carcass traits, tenderness, docility, just whatever traits they're looking for. We can put it into a custom index and allow them to assign weights to each trait so that they can pick the best heifers for their environment. That's really the goal, is to produce those higher quality females. Honestly, if we can take off those bottom enders, we can improve a calf crop dramatically.
That's absolutely right. Great stuff, Dr. Pratt. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Paige Pratt, beef genomics specialist for the USAC livestock team at Neogen. Uncover your herd's potential with Identity Beef. Contact your Neogen representative or visit neogen.com/identity-beef.
If you want bigger yields, you got to start with better soil prep. And Great Plains Vertical Tillage can help you get the most out of every acre. Turbo Chisel leaves your ground level for one-pass tools in the spring. Max Chisel slices and buries residue with Samurai Edge blades. Ultra Chisel handles your toughest post-harvest conditions. And the VT1500 Subsoiler resets those yield-robbing compaction layers deep below the surface. Talk to your local Great Plains dealer or visit GreatPlainsAg.com. Maximum yield starts here.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force. Outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Champion Seed. Every field deserves its champion. Find yours at plantchampion.com.
Haney, you probably hang out with these guys all the time, don't you?
Well, they were born about, 2 hours from where I grew up. So, yeah, they are good Hanna, Alberta Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
That documentary they did, was it on Netflix? It was awesome. It was so good.
I am a fan, and I have not seen that yet.
Oh, but, you got to watch it. It's so good.
Definitely.
There was I can't remember the exact data point, but it was like at Nickelback's peak, it was like every 5 seconds or something like that, a Nickelback song would start on American radio.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah,
and probably your Spotify list too. So there's that.
That's right. Welcome back to AgriTalk and the Free for All. We've got Jim Wiesmeyer, Wiesmeyer's Perspectives podcast. Just go to Google and look for Wiesmeyer's Perspectives. You'll find it there. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Jim. Farm financial conditions out there. NCGA had a survey out. 80% of the respondents to that survey, and it was not an insignificant number of respondents that they had, says that the ag economy is either in or is on the brink of a crisis. How much impact is that having inside of D.C.?
There's a consensus in Congress, bipartisan, that agriculture is in a world of hurt. Row crops are in a world of hurt, and the White House knows that. I think Secretary Rollins in the Financial Times got ahead of herself on announcing that they'll use some of this tariff money. Let's just say it surprised some White House people that she went official on that. I'll leave it at that. Because we've got that Supreme Court ruling coming out, as I said, late this year or more likely early next year on the legality of Trump's tariffs. So to use that revenue, they want to have assurance on that one. But bottom line, Chip, yeah, that survey, that poll showed what, 80% saying maybe and yes to that question.
Yeah.
And I thought it was also interesting, where are they going to start cutting back, and which would make common sense to me, farm equipment purchases and lower fertilizer rates. That made sense. Yeah. That's what farmers have always done.
Well, hey, this year they've already stepped up. If you compare the 25 to 24 numbers on new equipment sales, you know, according to AEM, those, you know, we're down like what, 42% on combines and 38% year to date when it comes to four-wheel drive tractors. So that is in full motion.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, John Deere announced more layoffs in Waterloo and Des Moines this weekend, or this week. 140 more employees are being laid off, and there's
that's reality.
The official line is something about the seasonality of the market. Well, it should have been more about the cyclical nature of agriculture, and we're in a downturn. That's the bottom line. So, Jim, you know what Carl Zuloff from Ohio State says. Yeah, and there are a lot of ag economists that make this argument that if we get another government payment, it's just going to be a pass-through to the inputs, and the inputs are not going to get the market signals that maybe they need to pull back some of these prices.
Well, it's called a dilemma.
Are you picking that up?
Well, to a certain extent. That's like from Ohio, the I states, that's that type of mentality as opposed to the southern producers. So FarmDoc tends to be very myopic when it comes to that type of analysis, okay? Remember years ago when Pat Roberts, when he was on the House side, wanted Freedom to Farm Act?
Yeah.
And they didn't let him have it because you couldn't have freedom to fail, okay? To have freedom to farm, you have to have freedom to fail. This town won't allow it, Chip. So, Zuloff notwithstanding, you're going to have a big aid package.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I think I heard a couple commercials this morning. This Saturday is Farm Aid, the big concert. 40-year anniversary, which feels kind of timely given how that all started.
Yeah, I want to see where that money goes. I'm not saying anything that it doesn't go to the right places, but
I
always challenge those. I want to follow the money.
It's really like this is not an easy solution for politicians.
No, that's why I'm struggling here.
It is. It's and there's the immediacy of it, but there's also trying to deal with the systemic issues of, you know, how do we make sure longer term producers have all the tools of, you know, possible and the information possible to try to, you know, maybe deal with some of these situations better in the future. Like this is a tough one, and for elected officials, especially if you're in a 2-year cycle as a congressman, you're thinking in the short term.
Yeah.
And that's just human nature, right? And so if you were to bet, there's gonna be aid, whether we think it's healthy or not, because that's what people are hearing. You know, senators are gonna be home next week. You know what they're gonna be hearing? We need an aid package. And so they're gonna come. They listen to their constituents, come back to D.C. and say, we need an aid package.
You have a big difference, and it's growing between the haves and have-nots in U.S. business, including the ag sector. You hear that, Chip. And I know I get emails from farmers saying who want to get into agriculture, who want to buy land. So they kind of they say, well, what, this aid stuff is hurting me from buying more land. You know, there's many
barriers to entry for some. It is.
There's no right answers to this. It's multi-levels. Right.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, maybe the most interesting question that I got this week from a farmer was, where is the farmer uprising? And he basically just says, are we just going to sit back and accept these input prices knowing that it's going to turn into lost money on 2026 production? It's an interesting question.
What do you do to the fertilizer companies? Do you take them over?
I don't think
what's the next step of there, see?
There's worse long-term of that than the immediate aid package. Like, there's, you know, we're trying to choose the worst-case scenario at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. Big Apple Joe Stackler is coming with the goods there.
You know, producer Joe's listening.
House passed continuing resolution 217 to 212. Senate's going to have two votes today. They'll probably both be defeated. So we have to at least raise the odds that maybe the shutdown is going to happen after all.
Gotcha. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for joining us again. Jim Wiesmeyer, Wiesmeyer's Perspectives Podcast. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Come back this afternoon. We're going to be with Dan Lubin from University of Nebraska here on AgriTalk.
Looking to amplify your soybean yield potential? Let's talk about soybean blends. Not every seed company offers them, but there's a reason they're Champion Seeds' best-selling products at every maturity. With the blend, the traits from both varieties help maintain your yield potential and protect you from the floor. And these blends consistently yield higher than the individual varieties combined to make them. See what they can do for your yields at plantchampion.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel continues to meet, and it will take up a vote on vaccine schedules for